Welcome back to the Empathic Explorations podcast. I am your host, Nikki. I'm so grateful that you've allowed me to be in your ears right now, allowed me to be in your space. For this, I'm truly grateful. The space is a safe space, and it's for everyone. So I want to be mindful of that. Everyone is welcome here, whosoever will come. Today, we'll take a quick look at the feelings that can arise when we feel rejected or dismissed or even abandoned. I think rejection can cause us to be uncertain of ourselves. We tend to question ourselves because of rejection. Rejection triggers our insecurities, the insecurities that we have. I think when we talk about insecurities, we've all experienced insecurities about ourselves. Our position maybe in life, all of these things, at one point we're tasting of these things, if I can say that, we've experienced them. Rejection can really bring us to this uncertainty, this questioning. And I think right here is where we tend to get lost. We get lost in the moment. We get lost in our feelings because rejection brings up a lot of emotions and a lot of feelings. And we tend to get lost when we're in this space, in our feelings. And I want to expose that feeling of loss where you question yourself. You don't know who you are, where you are. You're just lost. And it's important to expose that feeling right there, because that's when you would need to know who you are. When you're experiencing rejection, when you're experiencing abandonment, when you're experiencing some sort of dismissal, maybe you got fired from a job, you start to worry, was I any good? All these feelings arise, and then you get lost in it. And so it's important for us to actually feel, as we explore, feel the space of confusion and loss and uncertainty and insecurities. All of these things are coming up. These are the many faces of rejection. I've been rejected so many times in my life. I've been rejected for many different reasons. For my skin color, for the way I look. You're rejected, or you're policed in some sort of way. And these feelings that come when you're experiencing dismissal and abandonment and rejection, someone you love, they broke up with you and you feel rejected. This is where I come to meet you, in this space where you feel lost, where you feel alone, you feel like you're no good. This is where I want to meet you. Right now, my personal experience, I've experienced it many times, and I probably will experience this again in some sort of way, rejection. I want to say to you, this is where experiencing the love inside, not the love outside, not the love from someone else, that is all good. but I'm talking about the experience of the love that is within you, I think is a potent anti-rejection medicine, the love inside. So let's explore more of what I'm talking about when I say the love inside. This love inside of us, you have access to it without any prescription, any insurance. You don't need money to buy it. As a matter of fact, look it up online, you won't find it. It's something that's already there. You have access to it. It's nothing that you have to go out and get. Right where you are listening to this podcast right now, you have access to it. What is this love inside? I would call it your first love. Because when you experience this love inside, you actually know what love is. And here's where I would say, you are love. You are love. When you look around, when you look at the beauty of the world, it really looks like love. And there's so much chaos that's going on in the world now that you really can't see that beauty, depending on where you are, to really experience this beauty. And it's not that you're seeing the beauty around you. It sort of ignites the love within you. When you look at something and you say, wow, that is so beautiful. That is so lovely. You're experiencing that love that is within you. Something inside of you is experiencing love. And whatever you're looking at, whatever you're seeing, it's confirming that in such a way. I hope this makes sense to you, what I'm explaining right now. So you are love. And that's how you recognize love. And that's why I call it your first love. A lot of us struggle with recognizing that love because we've been in so many spaces where we've been rejected. We are told that we are insufficient. We're not worthy. It's blocking you from experiencing the love inside, which is true love. The love that you came from, the love that you exist in, the love that you move in. This is the love I'm talking about. It's not an external love. It's not falling in love. As a matter of fact, when you recognize this love, when you fall in love, it's just a reflection of that love that's within. So that's where I would point you, in the direction of yourself and the love that is within you. This needs to be discovered. For you to see love on the outside, you must first discover the love on the inside, because that is your first love. That is true love. And so I hope that at this point you have confirmed, or the love inside of you are confirming these words that I am speaking to you. There is a song from way back in the day. Some of you that are listening probably won't recognize this song, but it states, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. And that's a call to action. We all have that love within. And we all need to recognize that love. And in order to see this, you must first recognize the love within. There was a period in my life where I was looking for love because I didn't recognize the love inside. I was looking for love. And then I recognize the place where I'm looking from is the place where I can find that love. Love is found. You just have to go within. Consider this. When you are rejected, when you are abandoned, when you're dismissed, when you're forsaken, I hope you will consider exploring the love within, because it's a potent medicine that fights against rejection and the many faces of rejection. There's a saying, love covers a multitude of sin. Love covers a multitude of hate. Only love can conquer hate. And so when you're in these spaces where you feel loss, you can transcend and transform these spaces by discovering the love within you. I thank you for listening and having me in your space. I hope that you will consider these words, reflect on them, and see if they yield any goodness for you on your path. Thank you so much for listening.